91.9 KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. The deaths of two children have underscored the danger of rapidly flowing creeks in the San Bernardino Mountains. Swift water rescue crews found the children late Tuesday afternoon after both had been swept down Mill Creek at Mountain Home Village. The children, aged 4 and 2, were found about an hour apart near the Thurman Flats picnic area where they'd been on an outing with their mother. Both were taken to a local hospital where they died. Their identities were not immediately released. The San Bernardino County Fire Department and the Forest Service warn that melting snow at higher elevations is likely to keep the creeks dangerously active into the summer months. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department has mounted its own version of smash and grab. Investigators are determined to counter retail theft gangs. A 2-week campaign at Victoria Gardens in Rancho Cucamonga has netted 36 arrests and the recovery of more than $17,000 worth of merchandise. The ongoing operation is also focused on shopping centers and malls in Chino Hills, Apple Valley, Victorville, and Hesperia. Authorities say the bandits' mentality has created an unsafe and uncomfortable shopping environment with their shelf sweeps and vandalism, but they will be disrupted and dismantled. California legislators are considering a number of bills aimed at mitigating the health impacts of living near oil and gas wells. Cap Radio's Manola Sakaita has more.
State lawmakers passed a law 2 years ago requiring a 3,200-foot setback between new wells and community areas. But after oil and gas industry pushback, the law is now on hold until November, when voters will decide whether or not to keep it. Supporters of the law have sought other ways of addressing California's wells in the meantime. One effort involves an assembly bill that requires operators to plug 10% of their idle wells each year. Bigger operators like Chevron would be required to plug 20%.
While it's the financial and legal responsibility of those oil companies to properly plug and abandon their wells, the reality is that they leave them sitting idle for years, if not decades.
Holland Kretzman is an attorney for the environmental nonprofit Center for Biological Diversity, which is sponsoring the bill.
In the meantime, those wells are endangering nearby communities. They're spewing climate-harming methane into the atmosphere and posing a threat to groundwater.
He says the bill would replace existing law, which requires operators to pay an annual fee for their idle wells. In Sacramento, I'm Manola Sakaita.
This month wraps up California's process of redetermining the eligibility of Medi-Cal enrollees after a pause during the pandemic. Medi-Cal is health insurance for extremely low-income Californians. Data for the first 8 months show the majority of people who were disenrolled weren't taken off because their incomes were too high, but because they didn't mail back their renewal packet. Cap Radio's Kate Wolf spoke with 4 Medi-Cal recipients from Sacramento.
3 people said it was easy to remain on Medi-Cal, but for one person, it was very hard. Her renewal documents got sent to her old address, and she unexpectedly lost coverage, which made her life very difficult for a month and a half. She's one of the 1.3 million California residents who were disenrolled for not mailing back a packet.
About 4 in 10 Californians rely on Medi-Cal for health insurance. Mexico has begun requiring visas for Peruvians in response to a major influx of migrants from the South American country. The move follows identical ones for Venezuelans, Ecuadorians, and Brazilians. It effectively eliminates the option of flying to a Mexican city near the U.S. border. U.S. officials have applauded Mexico's crackdown on air travel from Peru and call visa requirements an important tool to jointly confront illegal migration. For critics, shutting down air travel only encourages more dangerous choices. After Mexico required visas of Venezuelans in 2022, they began walking through the notorious jungle spanning parts of Panama and Colombia. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.